songs of sorrow rise up with gasps and moans, tears articulated through wavering quarter tones.
Puppetry doesn't quite contain everything Lisa Sturz puts into her art. She builds elaborate sets, writes detailed narratives, and for the biography of her grandfather, she spent a year painting a 25-foot backdrop that unfolds from the scrolls of an oversized Hebrew Torah.
As a puppeteer, I could write the scripts. I could write the music, I could sing, I could build the costumes and build the characters and perform them. And it was a way of combining all those interests rather than having to choose between them.
Sturz grew up in Bayonne, New Jersey, and came of age in the spirit of protest during the Vietnam War. She double majored in puppetry and religious studies with an eye on merging the two.
In Indonesia, for example, the priest is the puppeteer. And they are the ones who tell the story of the culture. So I thought, for me, puppets really kind of live in that world, you know, that metaphor of puppeteer, the man in God.
But from early on, Sturz learned that carving a career as a puppeteer meant working in productions directed for children. During her 20 years in Los Angeles, her bread and butter were several productions for Jim Henson Productions, including a couple of Muppet movies.
Some of the stories that I want to tell are for adults. And it's very hard to get that across because people see the word puppet and they think, oh, I'll bring my granddaughter. They don't realize puppetry can be relevant for all ages.
Sturz has spent 20 years in Fairview, where she's converted her garage into a studio and stage to create and rehearse. There, she fine-tunes the show that, to this point, she regards as her greatest challenge and artistic achievement. My Grandfather's Prayer is a biography of Izsó Glickstein. He sang with the Budapest Opera and toured Europe, was injured in the First World War, and became a revered cantor. The story reveals his family's immigration and assimilation into America.
You disgrace me. Give up this sinful life.
Abba, please.
I mean it, Izsó. Renounce this blasphemous mistake, or you will be dead to your family and the community that raised you.
It's that connection that maybe isn't linear that brings richness and meaning to our lives. And for me, puppets help to initiate that kind of connecting with people, even more than live actors. Somehow with puppetry, it's more immediate. I think it talks to a deeper place.
Sturz and her daughter uncovered vast details of Glickstein's life through articles, photos, and concert posters archived at a synagogue in Brookline, Massachusetts, where Glickstein served as a cantor.
In 1933, Izsó wrote an 18-page letter. He beautifully expresses his gratitude to the American people for the self-confidence and the freedom that he experienced in America that he never experienced in the old world.
My Grandfather's Prayer is laden with visual metaphors, such as oversized books that in one context represents the value of schooling and learning, and in another, when stacked on their sides like a staircase, denote the family's movement up in the world.
When I was younger, I was a competitive diver, and I used to do my timing, and I would jump in the air all in my mind. And I'll sometimes do that with the shows. How can I solve this problem? How can I visualize this idea? How do you visualize immigration?
Sturz debuted My Grandfather's Prayer a year ago in Los Angeles for a taping with Jewish Life Television. She said she wrote to every Jewish community center in the country looking for more performances, all for naught.
I think people see the word puppet and they're not interested. Also, it's a hard sell for them to get their audiences to come.
Still, a number of progressive Jewish organizations in Asheville have stepped up to help promote her debut performances in the mountains. And now in her early 60s, Sturz wants to create more work speaking to the political and social unrest in this country.
You know, and I look at who we've become and how we treat each other, and I just feel like something needs to happen. This is something that I can do.
Performances of My Grandfather's Prayer are set for the nights of September 1st and 2nd at White Horse Black Mountain. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.